Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos, game four of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and already 1 week into the season, we're joined by the manager, Mike Carrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, David, for having me.
It's been a fun start to the year. 4-2 on the record, and the offense has been good, the pitching has been good, the base running's been good. What are your overall thoughts in the first week of the year?
Well, we've been working hard since February 13 to actually have a good start, first week. We've seen a lot of good positive happen on the field, and we believe that it can be a lot better.
Does it feel good to just be playing competitive games after, as you said, working up to the regular season since early February?
It's always good where you go out there and what you have been working and preaching the whole time. They can see the production on the field. You know, once they become comfortable out there, it can be a pretty energetic ball club when they come together as a team.
When we saw that last night with the big four-run sixth inning in game one of that doubleheader, what's the dugout like? And not even in innings like that, but also in game one of the series in the home opener where Churio smashed that mammoth home run to win it in the 10th.
Well, I think as a team, our thinking is that we're never out. We always have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to come from behind or to score more runs and stay patient and never give in or never give out.
And that has to make it fun for you as a manager when you have a kid, to have a team that never gives up late. You're always in ball games and always have the ability to have those magical final couple of innings.
Well, it's what we're trying to preach as an organization. To be competitive in the big leagues, you got to be able to come back, come from behind, win ball games, win the ball games that you're supposed to win. Those are what is really important. The ball games that you're supposed to win, you got to win it. And as an organization, we're trying to establish that mental set about the ball game.
The offense has really ticked up now that you guys are back at home. Big two home run game from Jackson Churio and a massive home run last night for Tyler Black to get on the board with his first home run in Double-A. With those two guys being in the lineup pretty much every day, along with guys like Jefferson Caro, Xavier Warren, how much of a dynamic does it have to have a lineup where 1-9, it becomes real hard to get guys out?
Well, yeah, it will, you know, knowing that this only the first week, I will try to preach all 150 games, or as many games that we played. Our mentality is that, you know, having a good approach, and they have the talent. We're trying to, you know, polish the skills to go out there and be successful, and that's our main goal. We need to polish these guys so they can get to the next level. If they can do it at this level, they're going to be able to do it in the big leagues.
On the pitching side of things, Justin Jarvis, an incredible start on Tuesday. Tobias Myers, an incredible start on opening day. How important is it to see this team get off to a good start and see guys really have momentum rolling into their second and third starts in the mound, or even their fifth or sixth appearances in the ballgame as a hitter?
Well, it's important in the mental side. We know that what they can do in the physical side. So mentally put you in a good frame of mind where you have a good start. It tends to simplify things for the players when you have a good start, not to press, not to. But I do believe that talent, big league talent, major league talent doesn't press. You know, because sooner or later, the best is going to come out.
Well, Skip, thanks for joining us. Best of luck tonight, and best of luck to finish out this series.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 6:35.